Hi, this is Rick Warren, and you're listening to Daily Hope. You know, one of the reasons I know that the Bible is true and trustworthy and from God is because it has thousands and thousands of prophecies that have come true and will continue to come true in history. Did you know that every single one of the Bible's prophecies have either come true exactly as God predicted, or they're going to come true in some future point in history? The Bible contains more than 300 prophecies just about Jesus alone. And they were all written at least 1,000 years before he was born. That's pretty amazing. The Bible prophesied about where Jesus would be born, about how he'd be born, about when he would be born. Now, there's no way you can manipulate your birth to fulfill prophecies. So Jesus had the fulfillment of prophecy take place in his life over and over again. Did you know it also predicted thousands of years before Jesus died exactly how Jesus would die? In fact, David describes Jesus' death on the cross in one of the Psalms, and he doesn't use the word crucifixion because crucifixion hadn't been invented yet. So he certainly didn't know the word. But long before the Romans were even thinking about crucifying people, David describes it. Isn't that amazing? Only God could have known that. And you can trust the Bible because of what the Bible says. It predicts the future, and when it predicts it, it always comes true. So let's get started, and let's look into God's Word for our daily hope.
This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. Today, we continue in our series called 40 Days of Love with part two of a message called Love Matters Most. It's based on 1 Corinthians chapter 13. In just a few moments, we're going to tell you how you can get the Life-Giving Study DVD and study kit for this series. You can take a sneak peek at it while you listen today just by going to PastorRick.com or by texting the word DAILY to 99000. And now here's Rick with today's message.
I want people to be able to say about me, that guy loves God. And that's what I want people to be able to say about you, that you love God. Why? It's the most important thing. It validates my faith, shows I really am a follower of God, that I know him. It integrates my life because I treat everybody the same way. I love them all. It compensates for my sin. God says, yeah, he messes up a lot, but he really loves me. And he loves my son, Jesus Christ. Then there's a fourth thing that God does. Love does, is love reverberates forever. What does that mean? It means it goes on and on and on and on and on. Love reverberates forever. It echoes into eternity. In fact, it's the only thing in your life that's going to last. It's the only thing in your life that's going to last. Everything else you do is temporary. But every single loving action is going to go on for eternity, and God's going to reward it in eternity. In fact, the Bible says this. These three things continue forever: faith, hope, and love. And the greatest of these is love. He said it's going to continue forever. If you want a legacy to last, you want people to remember you, love. Love lasts. In fact, nothing else does. I hate to tell you this, but people are going to forget all your work. And people are going to forget all your wealth. And people are never remembered for what they made. They're remembered for what they gave away. They're remembered for their love. And I even hate to tell you this, but the truth is, one day, all your trophies are going to be trashed. Given enough time, somebody's going to throw them away. That bowling trophy. That merit badge. That report card. That certificate of accomplishment. That gold watch that you got for retirement. Nobody's going to remember those things. I doubt that you have any of the awards that your grandparents got. Someday, people are going to throw away a picture of Rick on the cover of Time. Probably my kids. Oh, we don't need that. You know,
It doesn't really matter because none of that's going to last. Only what's going to last is what you did in love. Nothing else you do on this planet is permanent. It's all temporary. You didn't bring any of it in with you. You're not taking any of it out with you. It's all temporary. And all those trophies will be trashed one day. You know, as a pastor, I have been with a lot of people as they took their dying breath. Whether it was in the hospital or whether it was in a home, I have stood at the bedside as many people moved from this life into eternity. And I have to tell you that in over 30 years, I've never had anybody say to me as they were taking their dying breaths, "Pastor, I'm about to die. Please bring me my certificate of award. I want to look at it one more time. Bring me my diploma. Bring me my report card. Bring me the trophy." Nobody ever asks for things. When people are dying, they don't want things around them. What they want is people. They want the people they love, and they want to love those people. You see, the truth is everybody, every one of us, will eventually learn the basic truth of life, that life is about relationships, not accomplishments. And everybody's going to eventually learn it on their deathbed. When you're dying, you're going to want people around you who love you, not things. So we're all going to figure that out. My prayer for you as your friend and your pastor who loves you is this: I want you to learn that today, not when you die. I want you to learn that what matters right now are relationships. What matters is, do I love God with all my heart, and do I love everybody else? Because that's why God put me on earth for these 80 or so years. In fact, the Bible says life without love is worthless. It is a wasted life. The Bible says this: no matter what I say or what I believe or what I do, I'm bankrupt without love. Bankrupt. Now, if that's true, and of course it is, why do relationships get the short end of the stick? I mean, if we say, "Oh yeah, I know it's really about love, it's really about relationships," why do we always short shrift our relationships? We don't have time for the people we love. We don't have energy for the time that we love. Our attention doesn't get there. Our attention goes to other things. Why? We get busy. And when we get busy, we get preoccupied with things that are of lesser importance. And most people have given first-class allegiance to second-class causes, and those causes have betrayed them. And we get busy, and here's what happens, and I've seen it all over Southern California. When you get overloaded and you get in a hurry, you start doing what I call relational skimming. Relational skimming. You start skimming off the top. And you say, "I don't have time to get it all done, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to skim on my relationships. I don't have time to be alone with God in a quiet time. I don't have time to go to a small group. I don't have time for my wife or my husband or my kids. I'm going to just cut it back. I don't have time to go out with my friends. I don't have time for relationships." And you start relationally skimming. That's where you start cutting back. Big mistake. Big mistake. Because life isn't about the other stuff. It's about the relationships. And we focus on what's urgent, not what's important. And we start focusing on, you know, getting work done and reaching goals and paying bills. 5 years from today, you're not even going to care about those bills. But 5 years today, you're going to have the results of those relationships you skimmed on. Let's just put it in perspective. Nothing can take the place of love.
The rest of today's message is coming your way in just a few moments. But right now, if you'd like to connect with Rick on Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, or Instagram, go to PastorRick.com. That's PastorRick.com. And click on his social media links. And while you're there, be sure to sign up for his free Daily Hope email devotional and take a look at all the helpful resources. Again, that's PastorRick.com.
Jesus said that of all the commandments in the Bible, two are most important. Love God with all your heart, and love your neighbor as yourself. When you do this, you end up obeying the rest of God's commandments, and all the relationships in your life, even the difficult ones, get so much better. To help you do this, Pastor Rick wants to send you the 40 Days of Love Study Kit, which includes a 6-session DVD and a study guide. In this video series, Rick teaches you how to make loving God and loving others the central focus in your life. He shares practical, Christ-centered advice on how to authentically love God and love your neighbor as a normal way of life. When you learn to focus on the spiritual principles of patience, kindness, truth, and forgiveness, love will become your dominant life value. Please let us send you the 40 Days of Love Study Kit as our way of saying thanks for your financial support of this ministry. Get yours right now by calling 800-600-5004. That's 800-600-5004. Or go to PastorRick.com. That's Pastor Rick with two R's in the middle, .com.
Once again, here's Rick.
Nothing can take the place of love. I know people who have all the money in the world and all the success and all the fame in the world, and they would tell you that if you don't have a love, if your relationships are messed up, life sucks. Doesn't matter how much money you've got. Doesn't matter how famous you are. If your relationships aren't loving and developing, life is miserable. Nothing can take the place of this. Fame can't, wealth can't, success can't, all of these things. And one day you're going to stand before God in heaven after this trial run here on earth, and he's going to say, "As why should I let you into heaven?" And one of the things he's going to say to you is, "Tell me about what you did on earth." Now, he's not going to say, "Tell me about your career. I'm fascinated by that. Tell me about how many jobs you had, how many sales you made, how many deals you closed." He's not going to ask that. God is not going to ask, "How big did you get your bank account to be? How much did you invest, and where did you invest, and how much did you lose, and how much did you..." He's not going to ask that. He's not going to ask, "Show me your credit report." He's not going to say, "Show me your report card." He's not going to say, "Show me all of the... Tell me about your handicap. Tell me how well you did in sports." No, he's going to say this. "Did you do what I put you on earth to do? Did you learn to love me with all your heart through my son Jesus who I sent? And did you learn to love everybody else? That's why I put you there. Tell me about your relationships." Now, a lot of time, we think that relationships, we know they're a good thing, but we act like there's something we have to kind of make time for. Like, I really need to make time in my schedule for relationships. Like, that's one more thing I need to add to my life. No, it is your life. All the other stuff is peripheral. Your relationships are your life. Your job and everything else is peripheral. God didn't put you here on earth for a job. He put you here to learn to love. And when we say, "Well, I need to squeeze relationships into my schedule, and I need to fit it in as if it's just one important part," it means you're missing the point. So I said, life is not about achievement, it's about love. Now, busyness causes us to forget that. And what we forget is the second law of love. Law number one, the best use of life is love. Law number two, the best expression of love is time. The best expression of love is time. You spell love T-I-M-E. Now, the Bible says this in 1 John chapter 3, verse 18. We must show love through action. It's not something, love is not something you feel, something you say, it's something you do. We must show love through action. Actions that are sincere, not through empty words. Question. What is the most desired gift of love? When people are in love, when people show love, what is the most desired gift? Well, it's not diamonds. It's not chocolate. It's not flowers. The most desired gift of love and the most priceless gift of love is focused attention. Focused attention. It is time. Because when you give your time to someone, that is the greatest gift you can give a kid, a husband, a wife, a friend, or anybody else. Giving your attention is the greatest gift you can give somebody. Why? Your time is your most precious resource. Now, we all have different amounts of energy. We all have different amounts of wealth. We all have different amounts of talent. We all have different amounts of personality. But we all have the exact same amount of time, 168 hours a week. And you get to choose how you use it. And as an adult American, you will live an average of 25,550 days. Now, what are you going to do with that time? Every time I give you a minute of my time, I'm never going to get it back. Every time I give you an hour of my time, I'm never going to get it back. Every time I give you a day of my life, I'm never going to get it back. I can always get more money, but I can't get more time. I only have a certain amount of allotted days, and you do too. And so you better choose very carefully how you give your time. You give your time to a TV program, you've just given an hour of your life, you're never getting back. Was it worth it? You need to decide. What is my time worth? And that's why when you give something to people, the most valuable, precious thing you can give them is your attention. Because when you give attention to somebody, you're saying, and you look them in the eye, you're saying, you matter to me. You are valuable. You are worth listening to. You're saying all kinds of things when you give people your attention. It is the part of your life you're never going to get back. Now, let me explain it. Jesus said that the essence of relationships is not what we do for each other. It's not what we do. And Jesus said that the essence of real relationships is not what we give to each other, presents and things that we give. Jesus taught that the essence of true loving relationships is how much we give of ourselves to that person. Our lives. That's love. Now, guys, we as men, we don't get this. I don't know if we lost that gene somewhere or something, but this one just does not compute to most guys. We don't get this. And I have to admit, I didn't get it for a long, long, long time. And I can't tell you how many husbands and dads I've talked to said, I don't get it, Rick. I give my family everything they need. I'm a good provider. I provide for all my needs for my wife and for all my kids. In fact, they don't just get what they need. They get whatever they want. We live a very comfortable life. I don't get it. What more do they want? I'll tell you what they want. They want you. They want you. Look at me, Daddy. Put the paper down. Look at me, honey. Let me have your attention. And only you can give that. And when you give that, it means I'm putting your need ahead of mine. I'm putting your desire ahead of mine. That's called love. They want you. Nothing can compensate for time. No amount of gifts, no amount of money, no amount of clothes. Kids don't need things, they need parents. Another video game is not the answer. They need you. You. They need your attention. And they need that now. The Bible says this: the only thing that counts is faith expressing itself through love. They need it. You know, Dr. Richard Swenson's one of the world's authority on stress, and he wrote this: I've come to believe that the speed of society is as much responsible for the problems of personal and social dysfunction as any other single factor. Virtually all of our relationships are damaged by hurry. We're always in a hurry. Many families are being starved to death by velocity. We walk fast, talk fast, eat fast, and then announce, sorry, I gotta run. And God, I suspect, doesn't fit any better into our breakneck schedules than our children do. Chuck Swindoll, a good friend, said this: busyness destroys relationships. It substitutes shallow frenzy for deep friendship. Busyness feeds the ego, but it starves those who love us. It fills the calendar, but it fractures the family. So, well, how do I find more time for the people I love in my life? That's really the wrong question. You need to figure out they should be the priority, and then how do you figure out how to fit the rest into that? Not like cram them into your schedule like they're one other thing. How do you find more time for the people who love you and that you need to love? Well, let me give you one suggestion. Turn off the TV and the computer. It always amazed me that people would go and watch reruns of Friends instead of making friends. I mean, really. And they go home and they'll watch reality shows about somebody else's family instead of working on the reality of their own family. It's all spectator instead of participator. The Bible says, no matter what I say or what I do or what I believe, I'm bankrupt without love. The Bible says God wants you to make time for relationships.
This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. Now, if you've missed any part of this broadcast, including portions we didn't have time for today, just visit PastorRick.com, where you can listen online anytime. Be sure to sign up for Rick's free daily email devotional while you're there. That's PastorRick.com. Rick will be back in just a moment with a closing thought. But just before that, let me ask you, is it possible to love the people in your life any more than you already do? Pastor Rick says it is. But it's not about trying harder or willing yourself to love more. It's about discovering what God says about love in His Word. Right now, here's Pastor Rick to tell you more.
Jesus says that the two most important things you can do while you're here on earth are to love God with all your heart and to love your neighbor as yourself. In other words, life is all about love. Now, as believers, it's not just enough to talk about love or to read about love or to discuss love. We must show it. We must exhibit it by the way we treat other people. Now, the Bible says that we do this. We learn to be genuinely loving people by relying on the love that God has for us. That's why I've put together a 6-session study kit called 40 Days of Love. It includes a study guide and a 6-session DVD that will teach you the habits of a loving heart. Now, you can go through it by yourself, but really, how are you going to learn to love by yourself? You need to do it in a small group with 2 or 3 friends or even more. Just get some friends and some neighbors and say, let's learn how to really love. And let's study this together for 40 days. Now, 40 Days of Love is going to teach you why love matters most, more than anything else. And it's going to teach you what the Bible means when it says that love is patient and love is kind and love speaks the truth. Love keeps no record of wrongs. That love is forgiving. Now, I want to tell you something. This is a life-changing study. It changed my life when I did it. And it's going to change your life and those that you share it with. And if you really want to grow spiritually, you've got to learn how to love. Now, this month, we're offering the 40 Days of Love Study Kit for a financial gift to Daily Hope Ministries. I want everybody to be able to enjoy this study, so all I ask is that you help support Daily Hope Ministries. Now, I know some of you can afford a little bit more than others, and I appreciate that. It helps us keep on the air and helps us spread the message to other stations. But some of you, you're going through tough times and you don't have a whole lot. That's okay. I know you work hard for what you earn. I promise that whatever you give, no matter how large or small, that every cent that you send in to support Daily Hope goes right back into the ministry. I do this ministry for free. I take no money from it. And so you can be certain that any gift you give is helping spread the hope we have in Christ here at home and even all around the world. Now, thanks for listening today, and join me next time as we continue to look into God's Word for our daily hope.
Get yours right now by calling 800-600-5004. That's 800-600-5004, or go to PastorRick.com. That's Pastor Rick with 2 R's in the middle, .com. This program is sponsored by Daily Hope Ministries and your generous financial support.